but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
BFFT. From the PAC West Center in downtown Portland, presented by High Caliber Millwrights, here's John Canzano with the bald-faced truth.
Over the years, I've let you help produce this radio show. We've had a number of full-time producers whose job is to maniacally produce the show, to book the guests, to make sure this show's on the rails. But over the years, we have asked our listeners, help us book the guests. And we've had listeners say, hey, we want more entertainers on the show. I remember we had Jeremy Piven from Entourage on when Entourage was a big deal. I can remember more Bill Walton. There was requests from our listeners to bring Bill Walton on the show because our listeners wanted to hear more of Bill Walton on this radio program. I had somebody ask, can you get Mike Tyson on the show? We went and got Mike Tyson on the show. Somebody else said, hey, can you get President Obama on the show? We booked President Obama. He was on this radio program. So over the years, we've let the listeners help book the show. Who are you interested in hearing from? Who do you want on the show? And I'm always open to those suggestions. You can tweet at me. You can drop into the DMs. You can call into the show. You can email me. You know where to find me. It was just a couple of years ago when Rose Zhang was tearing up the Pac-12 conference, tearing up the NCAA. As an amateur golfer, two-time NCAA champion, that I had some listeners reach out and they said, hey, can you get Rose Zhang on the show? And, you know, we reached out and it was kind of like at the height of her popularity as a college athlete at Stanford. And let's be real, part of being a champion-level golfer at Stanford is about the golf. But she also wanted to be a student. She also was immersed in student life. After turning pro, now 22 years old, we have Rose on the show today, on the LPGA Tour. She'll be part of the Standard, the Portland Classic that is coming up at Columbia Edgewater Golf Club here. You know, we're, within a matter of, 3 or 4 days from this event starting. Rose Zhang, two-time NCAA champion, former Stanford star, joining us now. How are you, Rose?
Hi, thank you for the introduction. Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Like we've been wanting to have you on the show for a long time, so I was excited to see that you were going to play in the Portland event, and I was like, okay, we're finally going to get her. This is harder than getting the president on the show, but we're excited to have you and talk to you. What has it been like for you? Let's go back to college. Can we start there? Like that whole Stanford experience. How fun did that feel to you to be a college kid playing golf at the highest levels?
It's honestly been incredible. I feel like when I was a junior golfer, it was always the goal to play college golf at a college of my dreams. And I think Stanford, from the facility to the coach to the players that are on the team and all the amenities, including the academic excellence that's there, it was kind of a no-brainer first choice. And I was very fortunate that Coach Walker did like me. So I got recruited in my sophomore year of high school and was able to join the team, played freshman sophomore year, and did really well with the team. I think what's really helpful about being there is everyone is so good at what they do. There's no sort of like notary, I guess, like everyone's just very, very skilled, which makes it easier to bond with people because no one really cares about what you do. They kind of just are open to getting to not only know you, but also what you do in your own profession. And I think that's really an environment that has allowed me to not only thrive, but also have a good time and have really genuine friends.
you get a chance to relax in that environment because you probably are in classes and you're looking over and you're going, all right, like, you know, there's somebody who could go on to invent the next Google or somebody who could be, you know, a pioneer in brain research or, you know, somebody who's going to be an academic. And so everybody's sort of got their own brilliance. You know, does that feel like a simple time to you when you're at Stanford, or does it start to feel complex as you start to have success?
Honestly, it's been very simple through and throughout. I think people that are there, they know what success looks like in their own careers. And I think when even for me, when I was just not barely staying afloat, we all had kind of like a duck syndrome there. We kind of helped each other up, especially since, you know, it's not easy to be at the top of what you do, and it's definitely not easy to maintain or even get better. So everyone there, including my teammates, we've helped each other grow in ways on the golf course, off the golf course, and I've also been able to meet a lot of people that are completely out of my fields, you know, in the AI world and engineering world, and kind of see what they're doing. So it's honestly, I'd say, like, that environment, it's very simple, especially with people that, you know, genuinely just want to get to know you more, and then also you guys can kind of, like, piggyback on learning from each other.
Rose Zhang is our guest, LPGA golfer, former two-time national champion at Stanford, NCAA champion twice. The story goes that you picked up a golf club and you started playing at age 9, but I got to know, like, you know, was it mom? Was it dad? Was there someone in your family? What led you to that?
Yeah, it was dad for sure. He made me try almost every single sport possible. I've tried tennis, badminton, ping pong, tried basketball, wasn't tall enough, so he kind of like threw that out the window immediately. and from there, you know, I picked up the golf club because my dad's friend kind of forced my dad to get into golf, just to be out there on the golf course, and, you know, play a few rounds, bet a few rounds with him. So that's where I started picking up the sport itself, and I kind of fell in love with it. It was very individual. I was just trying to whack the ball as hard as I could, and it gradually became something where I was like, wow, this looks really fun. Like, I want to try it, and from then on, I just practiced every day.
You grew up in Arcadia, California, but your parents meet in China, get married. What brought them to the U.S.? Was this an immigrant story about opportunity, or was it something else?
I definitely say it was opportunity. My dad came over to the U.S. in 2000, and my brother was born in China with my mom. They came over to the States, and they had me. But I was born in Arcadia, grew up in Irvine. So okay. I pretty much spent the majority of my life in the Orange County area, and I think with my parents, they wanted a good environment for my brother and I to not only pursue education, but also have free will over what we wanted to do. I feel like that was the American dream for a lot of immigrants. And my parents worked really hard to get us to be in a really good school district with good education. So I am very grateful that, you know, they came over, but if they didn't come over, they probably wouldn't have had me either. So I'm glad I'm here.
I've talked to a lot of golfers, and golfers will sometimes say that it's a lonely sport, that you're out there, it's you competing against yourself or against the course. You know, you're in a battle with your own limitations. You know, and some of the good golfers have said you need to kind of be a loner, you know, to have that singular focus. Do you agree with that? Is it a lonely sport at times?
I agree that it's a lonely sport, but I disagree with the fact that you are able to, like, you will only improve if you're kind of like in your own head and working towards it by yourself. Because I grew up on a golf course where there were a lot of junior boys, junior girls, and I'd play so many putting competitions, so many chipping competitions with them, go on the course with them, and that was kind of how I grew my game as well, because I was being competitive. I was watching people my age practicing playing, and it kind of made it more fun for me, and I was able to be out there for a lot longer. I'd say it's lonely if you isolate yourself completely and you're not able to enjoy being out on the golf course. I think the cool thing about golf is it can be very individual, and you have no one to blame except for yourself. But you always can play with a lot of people in not only different age groups, but also different genders. So I think that's what makes golf very versatile, especially its community.
There, you're hitting on something, too, because when you're at Stanford, you've got teammates. When you're on the LPGA Tour, where do you find that?
There's actually a lot of people that I grew up playing golf with in junior golf and college golf. And right now, a lot of them are either getting their tour cards or have already gotten their tour cards. So I've been able to, you know, slowly get to see a lot of the familiar faces I grew up with being out here. And it's definitely helped, you know, kind of the camaraderie being out here. But everyone who's currently on tour is also super, super nice and very hospitable and will show you the ropes, especially if you're new.
What do you say to parents out there that, you know, have a 9, 10, 11-year-old daughter who has shown some interest in golf? What's the right level of, you know, pressure that is applied but, you know, doesn't get crazy?
Right. I think, first off, it's important for parents to kind of gauge where your child's interests are, especially if the child is, like, super passionate about playing or practicing every day, or like just wants to go out there without having to be asked to do it. I think that's the first step. And then from there, because you know they have a natural love for the sport, or you know they slowly start to like it, it's a small interest that can grow very large. You can kind of allow them to take lessons, you know, make sure that they're not only having fun, but also trying to be their best selves, or at least try to improve in the best way possible, without putting so much pressure on, like, having to win a golf tournament or having to, you know, have a college scholarship later on. Like, those are a lot of years down the road, and I think it bases everything is based on how the child feels about the game firsthand.
Rose Zhang is with us, two-time NCAA champion. She's now on the LPGA Tour. She will be at Columbia Edgewater Golf Course coming up August 14th through the 17th later this week as the Standard Portland Classic will be taking place. Rose, you took a break from the tour. You went back to school for a bit, and I've not seen a golfer do that. I think it's the coolest thing ever. What made you decide you needed to, you know, continue to study?
Right. It was honestly a decision that I felt like was super important for my own individual life. I know that it's not very common, especially I do understand the argument of if you decide to do this for a living, you want to fully invest your everything, your time, energy, and habits around, you know, your profession. But I personally believe that, you know, I felt that college was a stepping stone for me to further myself and in my career later on, and also make me more versatile with meeting people, also seeing how the world kind of functions. I feel like with Stanford being in the heart of Silicon Valley, I've seen a lot of different developments. AI is booming, and I'm like right in the middle of seeing how a lot of my classmates, they're like starting companies, starting startups, and it's just like an experience that you won't get to have. And I think that value far outweighs, you know, whatever that I do out here. Because I just know that golf isn't my whole world. And when I'm like 35, 40, like I'm probably going to be starting to do something else.
You know, we interview a lot of, you know, NFL players who have retired, Major League Baseball players, athletes in sports like tennis and golf who talk about their identity. You know, when they do retire, they struggle with, you know, what am I? Am I a golfer? Am I a football player? Wait a minute, I'm more than that, right? And I think you've got a great grasp on that as a 22-year-old who is, you know, competing at the highest level, but also you seem to be aware of that. Is that something you came to on your own, or is that do you look around when you're out on the tour and go, you know, is this all I'm going to be as a golfer, or what makes you sort of have that awareness?
I think it started from, you know, towards the end of high school, where obviously COVID hit and we've all had a lot of thinking time to ourselves in quarantine. I think in that period, I've always known that golf is obviously a great passion of mine, but realistically speaking, how long can I really play this game to where, you know, not only I enjoy it, but also like that it fulfills me. And I think, you know, in a matter of time after a career is over, you know, there's a lot more to life than just playing on a weekly basis. And my parents were always very encouraging of me to try to be the best or try to do my best in all areas of my life. And so that was kind of the starting seed to why I decided to pursue Stanford and also want to finish there. I know that I did turn pro middle of my college, college years. But I did think that, you know, it would be such a waste for me to not finish out my degree and be able to give myself a gateway or at least more opportunity in the future if I chose to be something different or if I wanted to do something different.
We've got a second cousin, who is going to be an incoming freshman at Stanford on the women's golf team, Anna Song. And, I know that she's super excited about being there and her family. We've kind of watched her grow up, you know, at those junior tournaments. What advice do you give to young college golfers? Because I'm sure they come up to you or they're on the putting green or they're on the driving range and they're probably like you were once upon a time when you saw a professional golfer, probably, you know, in awe to some extent, certainly with you being a two-time national champion. What would you tell a young golfer coming in at Stanford?
I'd say for me, I think it's important to have an open mind when you go to college. I think especially with the more golf you play and the increased rounds and the higher academic demand, you know, all of it involves a lot of discipline. But at the same time, you know, there's going to be certain bumps in the road that you don't anticipate or expect. And that's why I say having an open mind is so important, because if things don't go your way or if things are trending in a way that you don't like or are dissatisfied with, it's easy to spiral or get really discouraged. So I'd say, like, especially when you hit those times, you know, making sure that, you know, you're just slowly treading waters and being patient with yourself and having the open mind to try something different or even just keep moving with the process, that's probably something I would suggest. Another thing I'd say would be, because you wouldn't be at home, you'd be living in a dorm with a dorm mate that you don't know freshman year, you know, it's always nice to have really good people that you're surrounded with, that you enjoy spending time with, but it should never be forced. Like, you'll naturally be able to make friends and be with people that you really like. So I'd say, you know, just being open in that sense is also important.
You probably made great friends at Stanford, and you know, you're in the dorms, and maybe they're golfers, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're just, you know, people that you got to know well there. I have to think, as you get out on the LPGA tour, that you know, that's got to be a hard thing for, you know, your college sort of, your normal college experience got interrupted because, you know, here comes professional golf knocking on the door. Do you wish, I mean, do you look back and go, gosh, I wish NIL or this, you know, college athletes getting paid had come along a little sooner? Would that have made it easier for you? Or is it just what it is because you get there and there's just life-changing opportunities there for you?
Honestly, I came at a perfect time where my freshman year was where NIL started. Okay. So I personally have no regrets to it or to changing anything that I've done in my college career. I would say that, you know, if I were to stay longer, it also wouldn't have been the worst option. Just because, you know, there's still a lot more that you can learn while you're still on the team, no matter, you know, how well you play or if you play worse, it's all the same. But I say, like, everything that I've decided up until this point has been a great blessing, and I wouldn't take anything for granted. So personally, I think you can always do better or work to do better, but regret isn't really part of any of my thoughts.
Yeah, you can't afford to think that way or live that way. Rose Zhang is our guest. You can see her at the Portland, the Standard LPGA Portland Classic coming up later this week. How are you feeling about the course? Columbia Edgewater Golf Club, you know, and coming to Portland?
Portland's great. It's honestly such a pretty place. Great town. I played here when I was a rookie back in 2023. The crowds are great, and, you know, I think the golf course also, it plays like a shootout sometimes, especially when players get hot. And I think just ball striking, making sure you're making right decisions, and then having a hot putter will obviously help to having a good week.
I think there's a bit of karma that this show delivers. You know, I can remember, you know, President Obama came on the show before he got elected. You know, we've had a number of coaches come on and say, hey, they win a big game after coming on. They say, I want to come back on. How about you go win this thing this week, and then we have you back on afterwards to talk about it?
That would be the dream.
Let's do it. Why not? You know, I think you're going to have a ton of fans out there, Rose, and I appreciate you coming on and making time for us. And, you know, we've been waiting a long time, really wanted to talk to you and get your experience, but it felt a little crazy a couple years ago. You were so busy, you were winning, you know, there was a lot going on in your life, and it's nice to hear you kind of sound easygoing and relaxed right now.
It's definitely mellowed out, which I really appreciate. I feel like this year's been maybe tough on paper, but I've learned a lot. So I'd say, you know, nothing is taken for granted, and it's been great.
It's your week. Go get it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Rose. Appreciate you. There she is. She will be at Columbia Edgewater Golf Club, the Standard Portland Classic. You can get tickets online at the LPGA.com website. I'm going to bring the kids out. I want the girls to see high-level professional golf. Obviously, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, four-day event out at Columbia Edgewater Country Club, and it'll be fun to see Rose out on the course. Steven, she should go win the damn thing. And for people who don't know, I mean, Rose is a two-time NCAA champion. She has struggled on the LPGA Tour. When you talk about a player ranked, you know, 109th, I think, coming into the last weekend or so on the tour, the expectations for her were Tiger Woods-like, and it hasn't unfolded that way as a professional golfer. And I do think we were hitting around part of the issue for her. There was a balance for her at Stanford being part of a team, being on a team, having teammates, sort of, you know, not everybody can be the single-minded Tiger Woods, locked in, laser-like at all times. Rose seemed to be at her best in college, where she was part of something bigger than herself. Now she's off on the LPGA Tour, and the results, as she said, have been tough on paper, and it hasn't worked out the way she had hoped. And so she, what does she do? She goes back to Stanford for a few months, takes classes. Now she's back on the tour. Let's see how it happens.
Yeah, that'd be great. I love the thought that you put it out there and say, hey, let's win this tournament and then come back on and then get a little positive view out of your show, you know?
A little BFT karma.
Yeah, you know.
Why not?
And she says it's all for it, so I like that. Yeah, I mean, she sounded so grounded, too. Like, you go and look her up, and, you know, she's, what, like 58th on the LPGA, something like that? Like, it's nothing spectacular, but she sounds very positive in where she's at. Like, she understands, like, look, the first couple of years were really tough, and I learned a lot, but I'm taking what I've learned, and I'm going to try to be better from it. So, I mean, that's, like, you know, watching young athletes, that's the only thing you can really ask for is, are you learning from what what you've done, your experience, and are you going to adjust to that? And it sounds like she is. So you just root, that's someone that you root for, and you hope that she can come out on top at some point.
She joins the tour in 2023. She's got two career wins, $2.7 million in career earnings. She's been in the top 10 times, but she's currently 56th on the LPGA Tour and 111th on the global rankings. It's not what she anticipated, but let's see. She's still only 22 years old, and a great interview. Love talking with her. All right, we got a big radio show, a great radio show for you today. A lot going on, a lot of ups and downs this week. We'll get to them coming up next. Leave it here. You got the BFT.